Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Is this our last pod together before you take your social media break, Tam?
It just might be.
Tamara, does this mean you're taking a break from me as
I am.
Well?
I have to. I won't be gone long.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we are back to talk about Salt Lake City. We didn't have taglines for episode one, but they are here for episode two.
Why do you think they do that now? Do you think it's just like one more thing to present to the viewers, like a big announcement? Because they have all this time to make up the taglines. We read them months prior to airing, but then they don't show them till second or third episode.
But I have to disagree with you. Mine was not months before airing. Like, I remember I had recorded a bunch during a confessional, and then right before the season aired, they were like, Teddy, we need you to make a voice note and say these three lines. And I had to like go in my closet and like read them. Like,
I've done that before too, but that's because something like audio got screwed up somehow.
I think it was because they realized I was about to be doing everybody's dirty work. So they needed me to re-record.
Oh, so you recorded a totally different one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I had new taglines and those were the ones used to haunt me.
These taglines are good. I like them.
Okay. Do you want to be Lisa or Heather? Because that'll be depending where who's.
I'll be Lisa, please. I can't be my cousin. That'd be like incest. Lisa, I'm on a mission to serve Lisa. And I love that for myself.
Heather, I own a beauty empire, so I don't need any of your lip service.
I love that. And then Monica, I keep my friends close, but my secret's closer.
Actually, you don't. You've been sharing all of them. So
I know.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Maybe she's got some deeper secrets we haven't heard yet. So I feel like your tagline kind of predicts how your season goes.
It's a little foreshadowing. Meredith, in a town full of dirty lies, everyone could use a bath.
That reminds you kind of Kyle a little bit. In a town full of, doesn't she say something like that?
Yeah, like in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, yeah. And then Angie, I may be Greek, but don't expect an olive branch from me.
Know what that makes me want? Olive Garden.
No, like I want. Are they still in business?
I don't know, but I would love to have an Olive Garden breadstick right now. All you can eat. That sounds delicious.
Okay, so in Big Bear, there's a Sizzler, probably the one and only last stand.
Oh, I don't like Sizzler, but
and
I like
I'm
Chili's.
Like, I told Eddie, I go, I really just want to go there just because I want to see if it was as great as it was in the 80s.
I don't know that I've ever been to Chili's, but I mean, ever been to Sizzler, but I love Chili's. I love Red Lobster. I love Soup Plantation.
I haven't been to those three in 20 years. Go on. Any other?
What other ones? Like, I'm trying to think of like the places we would all get. There was one place in Indiana when I grew up. It was called Ryan's Steakhouse. And like, I feel like other than my family, everyone was over 75 because there was some sort of like discount. But I still,
did you ever have Pinnacle Peaks?
No.
Where they used to cut the ties off and hang them from the ceiling. And there was so much dust on the ceiling that it would drop into your food. Yeah.
No, but I love being able to make my own fully loaded baked potato.
Steak Corral used to have that. Remember Steak Corral? You could be big old potato and a big old potato bar.
And okay, you're just like,
all right, we got off. We have one more.
Whitney.
Having faith in myself is the only religion I need.
Okay. I'm going to say something right before we even get into this episode. And I realize,
am I going to like it?
I don't know. I feel like Whitney's been housewived.
What do you
mean? She's changed. She's changed a lot. It's a new thing for me to witness. I mean, not only has Whitney changed.
Do you mean she's trying all the things? Like she's just...
I feel like I loved Whitney so much before because she just like seemed so unapologetically her.
Yeah.
But between this new trying so hard and then, I don't know, maybe her,
only
husband's,
been two
her husband's
episodes.
New veneers, I feel askew.
Wait, he has new veneers?
I don't know. Allegedly, according to my eyes, which aren't that great. I need my readers. She's definitely doing the most. She's doing the most with fashion. She's doing the most with like trying to shit stir, but like taking ownership for this shit stirring. I love Whitney in person, but right now what I'm watching, I'm really trying to get myself back on board to like, that's my girl, but I'm struggling. Maybe it was the heart sunglasses. I don't do well with those.
Oh, dear.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, so the best moments from this episode, it starts out, oh gosh, listen, we're not good dressers, Tam, but the outfit that Meredith wore to go on her walk with Lisa.
The metallic blue pants and the heels, I think they were boots.
They were like suede gray boots. What in the fours was happening?
The metallic blue. The outfits on the show is a little over the top. And Elisa having sneakers, but they were wedge sneakers. They were platform sneakers. So those are not exactly shoes I would go on a walk with, but that's just me.
But I have a question. Is it just me or do you want, so they, one of them arrived with like a Starbucks order for the other person. Was it Meredith came with the Starbucks? I'm wondering what their orders are, because I feel like Lisa's one of those that's like, I'll have a venti six shot white chocolate mocha, extra whip, you know, and
low calorie.
Like, yeah. And Meredith's like, I'll have a black half calf, blah, blah. You know, like,
what is your Starbucks order?
A non-fat chai latte with one pump. That's if I'm like,
one pump of what?
Like, I don't, so they do naturally do two pumps of chai. I only want one.
Oh,
pump
so chai, I thought chai was a tea. I don't drink chai, so I don't know anything about it.
I
thought the pumps were the sugars and the flavoring.
No, whatever. It's like one pump or one scoop. Well. That's if I'm like having a rough go of it and I want to chai. If I'm just like living a healthy, nice life, I have an unsweetened ice green tea.
So I have a regular coffee, a blonde with, almond milk.
Yeah. See,
no sweetener, no nothing. I don't like my coffee sweet though. So,
well, I can't drink a Starbucks coffee is too strong for me. I can't do it.
Me and Eddie just had this conversation today because I, at home, he will make a pot of coffee if he's up first. I will make a Keurig for me and one for him. And then we have one of those like foamers and he likes the syrups and all that. And I'll put it in his, but I just put half and half in mine. And he said, I can't do this anymore. The Keurig gives me a stomach ache. I need real coffee. And I'm like, there's too much caffeine in that. I'm like this all day.
Well, Edwin and I have become obsessed because Edwin drinks one nitro a day.
Eddie went through that before his heart.
And then we started Googling because he also has a pre-workout before we work out in the mornings. So we Googled like how much caffeine you should actually have before it becomes dangerous and blah, blah, blah. And so we are, I cannot have more than one caffeinated substance a day. Like I just can't.
I can do Keurig. There's not that much caffeine.
You can have more than one Keurig.
I don't. I'm not a huge coffee
I would
person.
Be shitting all the time. I'd be like diarrhea plain guy.
Yeah, I do. And I have one cup of coffee, Keurig, very mild, to get my pipes moving.
Well, Cruz makes me my coffee every morning because he wakes up at the butt crack of dawn.
And wow.
I know. It's really
cute. You got
him
trained well.
But today he comes in and he's like, Mom, I need to talk to you about something. And I think that we're about to have a really serious conversation.
Who's the adult here?
He goes, I bring you a coffee every morning when I come. Because the rule is if he comes in before 6, he has to come with coffee. And he's like, I feel like we're wasting coffee because you only have 4 sips. So today I decided to put the little small button. He's like, so I just want you to know that before.
I'm glad that he's looking out for you. You know, now, did you have him sign an NDA?
About my coffee intake.
Yes, because according to Lisa, she only trusts people that sign NDAs. And I wanted to say, the people I have sign NDAs don't have a pot to piss in. So what am I going to get if they break that NDA?
I also want to know, like, what is it that they know? Like, if I really want to break down, if people wanted to say the worst possible things they could say about me, you probably could gather from this pod.
Right.
I could be an asshole. I could be abrasive. I'm type A. I'm controlling. I'm OCD. I don't really know there's anything else. I feel like I've laid it all out.
No, everything we know about you, everything that anybody can possibly know about you is on your Instagram story every day.
You get really upset about my Instagram story, but it's
there's a lot of Instagram stories, Teddy. A lot.
I know people love it. And I love it because then I create, this is what you don't understand. I've never, okay.
So did you make Matt sign an NDA?
No. I did not make Matt sign an NDA.
I made Caden sign an NDA.
But now that we've pointed this out, Matt, I'm going to send that over. Just so you guys know, Matt is one of our producers, but he also helps me run my social media.
Yeah, he does a lot.
And so therefore, an NDA will be sent over to him today, even though we've been knowing each other for 10 years before Housewives.
Well, chances are if he hasn't turned on you, I have had people turn on me.
Yeah, I've had people that, you know, turn on me.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not cool at all. But I'm sure Matt has everything in the vault. I hope that vault has a lock on it.
You know what? I don't know what I would have to do to really piss him off. Oh my gosh. Anyways, he's telling us to move on. So
yeah, let's move on. Let's stop talking about Matt.
They go on the walk. Lisa apologizes for her hot mic moment. Meredith says she's sorry for making reference to rumors about Lisa cheating. They hug and decide to move forward. To me, this was the most awkward, forced.
I felt like I did too. I think it's one of those things like, listen, guys, if we need to move on because this show really is about fighting, figuring it out, resolution, all those things. And if you have somebody on the show that holds a grudge, that's never good for the show. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about things from 20 years ago or from three seasons ago.
But also, I don't want to be a part of a situation where we get into later on in this episode where one housewife is not invited to an event. And so then another housewife has to sneakily bring her in.
I know, like, that was a badass thing to do to sneak her in. I mean, first of all, it's all housewives.
It wasn't that badass. Isn't productions involved. Everyone fucking knows. Clear. Like, come on. Okay, it's not like she snuck her in the suitcase. That.
But
who books the flights?
Production.
Right.
Okay, move on. I'm going to make you sign an NDA.
Heather tells Whitney that she was friends with Angie K in high school. Heather jokes that she always feels bad for the girls that peak in high school.
Heather. What's a peak? What do you mean? How do you peak in high school? You're only 17, 18.
What do you mean? I peaked in the eighth grade. The eighth
what
grade
is peak? That's when you got your period? What do you mean peaked?
No, peak is like your best year. Like, in eighth grade
was your best fucking year ever?
Not ever, but my best year growing up. Like, my senior year was a rough year. Like, I was down and out my senior year. Like, I was barely graduating. I was having to take exit exams. Like, I was not peaking. But eighth grade, right before, like,
oh, eighth grade, like, rocked.
Eighth grade.
Okay, you're like killing me right now. You're killing me.
It's just how it was.
But I thought, is peaking like look your best, prettiest, or?
It could be peaking in anything. Like, for me, I just remember my eighth grade year was the year that, like, all the older kids started wanting to hang out with me. I felt good about myself.
You were
popular.
Popular.
I want to be popular. But by 10th grade, I was
unpopular.
Things had really taken a turn. Well, when did you peak?
You still haven't.
Second grade?
I still haven't. I'm still waiting to peak. I don't know what peak is. I just do my thing and be who I am and got good years, bad years.
Well, she feels that Angie flip-flopped from Jen to Lisa. Do we think that Angie flip-flopped last season, or was she just reacting to the champagne pour on her head from Jen?
Do I think Angie flip-flopped from last season? Well, yeah, she flip-flopped. She's now holding the damn snowflake, so let her be.
And Jen's in prison. A lot of shit's happening. She's just going with the damn flow. But Heather tasting that hot springs water and telling me it tasted like popcorn, I'm like,
it was just as bad as
peed in there.
It's just as bad as Emily drinking out of the dog's bowl.
No, actually.
Actually, it's worse.
It's worse because the dog is not peeing in its water bowl. But I can guarantee you some sick mofo one of my children have peed gotten in that hot springs. Thing and peed.
Not only that, like, you're boiling your skin. You have spray tan. You have, it's just disgusting.
It tastes like popcorn. Yeah, because you're boiling.
It's a human soup. That's what it is.
Disgusting. But then Heather doesn't think Lisa is prepared for her son, Jack, what he might this conversation was actually pretty interesting to me. Heather doesn't think Lisa is prepared for her son, Jack, who might be different when he comes home from his mission. Whitney says it's a terrible idea for Heather to insert herself in Lisa's son's life choices. Do you think it's wrong? I mean,
I don't think it's any of her business, but also Heather also says Lisa's not a real Mormon. And because of that, like, her son shouldn't be doing a mission. Is that what she's insinuating? Like, this is his own thing. This is why I've never pushed religion on my children younger. And my parents did not do that with me, because I want them to make their own decisions. And obviously Jack has made his own decision on what he wants to do in life. Like, let him be.
But
Heather was in the Mormon church for a long time. So I think that she can understand.
I think she can understand, but I think the part that is tricky when it comes to LDS, and I have a lot of friends and actually people that work with me at my company and all these things that are LDS, is that if one person is a full participant of LDS in the family and others are half in, half out, it's going to create a divide. So him going on a 2-year mission is very different than him going to his freshman year of college.
Right. And I understand that. And Lisa is not she's Mormon, right? But she's not like
she's
not practicing. Obviously her son was raised Mormon. Let the boy do what he wants to do. That's how I feel. And do you think that Heather's truly worried about Lisa and her son, or is she just gossiping to promote her book?
Well, I think it's interesting that Whitney all of a sudden is so...
Is it interesting or interesting?
I say interesting.
I get shit for that all the time, you know.
But which one is it?
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't actually know either.
Interesting.
To me, it is interesting or interesting that Whitney is so pro Jack going on this mission, but so against the LDS church. Granted, do I think any of this necessarily...
I think she's being supportive. I don't think she's contradicting herself. It's like, if you have a kid that wants to do something and you're like,
you should let them do it. I think I do think if we're watching a reality show and it's truly about reality and your life, if one of my children told me they were going to go become a Scientologist, I don't know that I'd be like, go.
Yeah, well, because where would that come from? Like, where is this? You weren't raised like that. I mean, it's okay to question and talk to them about it. But at the end of the day, like, when Sophia wanted to chop her long blonde hair off into a pixie cut and dye it black, did you not think I was like, can we talk about this first?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, do what you want to do, sweetie. This is what makes you feel comfortable. Do it.
So I think there is reason to maybe have that discussion, but do I think that discussion should have happened between Whitney and Heather? No, maybe that's a discussion to have with Lisa. Like, do you have concerns knowing that, yes, you may attend church on this day, but you don't live your life 100% Mormon? Are you worried what's going to happen when he comes back, or if he ends up meeting? Because most of the time when these boys or women go on these missions for 2 years, that's where they meet their wives. And then
of course, they're going to come back a different person. But I think also to defend Heather a little bit, because she's on the other side of it now and it wasn't a good experience to her, she's got a lot to say about it. But again, if it's one of her daughters that want to go on a mission, is she going to tell them, no, you can't do it? They're going to do it anyways.
But why not have this conversation with Lisa? Why are we having this conversation between Heather and Whitney?
Well, because they're housewives. That's why.
True. Fine.
Yeah.
Well, then we get to Monica and her mom, where Monica tells her mom that she is out of her league. She went into Louis Vuitton store and bought a bag since she feels like she wants something nice for when she's around the ladies.
Monica's felt inferior.
I know.
That actually made me really sad. It made me really sad that she's like, I don't feel like I'm up to, you know, I have a smaller house. I don't own fancy things. But Monica saying that she doesn't have money like the other girls have made me love her more. She could have easily bought designer clothes from a garage in Mission Viejo, but she did not do that. She did not put on the fake ass outfits and pretend like she had money. And I do you know, notice later in the episode, she makes sure everybody is seeing that Louis Vuitton. She has it front and center. She's patting it.
Well, she's proud of it.
She has lights on it. She's got Zannies in her Louis and she's telling everybody. You know, I didn't like that because it was so obvious she wanted everybody to know. I would have rather seen her say, oh my God, guys, look, I got my first Louis. I'm so excited. I have my Zannies in there. This is going to be a good trip. But she wanted everybody to see that goddamn Louis.
But I do feel I can empathize with her in this moment because I remember my first season on House. I had ridden horses for a living. I had fashion or clothes or right. bags or any of those things.
Second seat.
Like I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And I remember they'd be like, do you want to go shopping with so-and-so on camera? And then people just ate me alive because they're like, you don't know what you're doing. And now you're desperate because you're trying to get look like them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's just not naturally who I am.
Yeah, but I like that. I don't want to see my housewives so dolled up all the time. I don't care. You can wear clothes from Target. You can wear clothes from Revolve. You can wear clothes from Louis Vuitton. It's how you put it together and how you look and how you act.
But also how you're honest about it. I think she's saying like, I didn't feel a certain way. So I'm purchasing this. And then you can see her kind of being emotional as she's tying the blankets. And she's like, you know, this is a mom and pop shop and we're figuring it out. And so far I'm really liking her.
I am. And I like her grandma too.
I have a question. Just aesthetically, who does she remind you of? Somebody you've met through me.
Somebody I've met through you. At first I was going to say Jen Aiden in early days.
No, you just recently met her.
Oh, Marisol?
Michelle.
Michelle who?
She reminds me of Michelle from Vegas.
Does she? Yes, she does. I was thinking our trip to.
You were thinking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
she does. She does.
There's something that's so real about her.
Holds herself a little bit different. Like you could tell, like Michelle's, you know, classy
she's more well seasoned.
Yes, yes, yes.
There
yes.
is something very like when I see parts of her, I'm like,
now okay. I like Monica, but I'm hearing through the grapevine. I'm hearing from the streets.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking, and we're not going to like her towards the end.
Well.
Which makes me sad because I feel like any new housewife that comes in ready to go, I like those.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. We're going to get back to Monica in a second, but okay. Whitney telling Angie K that she's excited for the girls' trip Meredith planned. Then Angie says she hasn't heard anything about it. And Angie said she didn't get invited to Heather's event either, so she feels like they're icing her out. Whitney says she will invite Angie to the trip as her plus one. Do you think Meredith and Heather were trying to ice Angie out so she could potentially be downgraded? And if so, do you think Whitney was like trying to get her back in the game?
I think, yes, they were trying to ice her out. I don't know if she knew that she was a full-time housewife at that time. So I think that they're like, oh, if we push her away, she won't have that opportunity to hold a snowflake, which is bullshit. I always want what's best for the show, not what's best for me.
Yeah.
And I think that Whitney bringing her on the trip was a badass move.
I think it was a badass move, but I also, it's not how I would have done it. Like,
what would you have done?
I would have just been like,
for
hey,
her, I'm bringing her. You would have said, yeah. Something. But then the surprise of it all is not there.
I'm not a fucking surprise person. Don't surprise me. I don't want to be surprised. Like, if you really want to, like, fight for your friend, then do it the right way. Say, hey, listen, I love Angie. I want to give her a chance. Let's bring her on this trip. Because if not, you're doing it just for drama. And that bugs me.
Yeah, and I get then, that. I get that.
Should I
get
maybe
that.
Get the big room? Should I do this? Should
well, first
I do
of all,
that?
I'm like, shocked that they were there first. Because for a second there, I thought, okay, this is Whitney's trip because she got there first.
No, then we had to remind ourselves it's Meredith's. And it also had to remind ourselves, when are we podcasting from that place? Because it looks awesome.
Okay, have you ever
and
driven by it?
Match.
Have you ever driven by it? Okay, no. I have. Sophia wants to go there. Did look into it. It's about $600 a night to stay there at the motel.
Do you think they want to collab with us?
They might. They might. But you know what? I'd rather go to Angie's house, man. Now that she's a official housewife, we're starting to get to see her personal story. Her house is insane. That view, just seeing the mountains with just a wall of windows. She's a rich bitch.
And guess who's going to be with the rich bitch come Slate's Nationals in a couple weeks from now?
Where's
me.
Oh,
because Slate and I are doing Nationals at the same time as her daughter. And we were texting about it yesterday. And she's like, where do I stay? What do I do? I'm like, okay. I need to let you know that horse show accommodations are very different than housewife accommodations. Yeah. These are the three best of the worst.
You're going to have to downgrade from your mansion.
We're not wearing full goggle glasses all the time. We're going to have to. It rains.
No,
it's
Louis
cold.
Vuitton. There's no Fendi.
No, there's no Louis Vuitton in the Zannies. It ain't happening.
Basic bitch. But I want to know, does her husband still do hair?
I think they own hair lines. Even if he does do hair.
They have salons. They met in a salon. They both did hair?
Yes. And then she was like, I knew he could blow out my hair. But we saw in the scenes to come, somebody, I think, alluded to shit that's about to start hitting the fan with her husband. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
But I've met him multiple times, not in like a... like with our kids. Like,
well,
never.
I want to know when they have sex, because when they're 12, almost 12 year old is sleeping in the bed every single night.
Is it every single night? Because I will say this, Cruz still comes in our room. He has like a reward system when he doesn't. But I mean,
you have those kids on a tight leash.
Yeah, they're.
You really do.
You realize the Tooth Fairy wouldn't even give him money this year because he hasn't been brushing properly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's the note. You could have made a lot of money, but.
But don't you think almost 12 is a little too old? She did say she sleeps with them. I don't know if it's every single night. I've had sick kids in my bed. Whatever. I was a single mom. I didn't have a husband with Ryan. He probably slept in bed with me until he was 5, only because I can only afford a 1-bedroom apartment. I don't know. I'm just thinking they're not having sex.
I don't think that because, for example, I already have a text message from Edwin. What time are you done with the pod so that we can get it in? I'm just saying it's the truth because we're tired at night and he'll like this is his lunch break. Yeah. He's wanting to know.
Yeah, we are having more day sex, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're day sex people. Day sex and, like, I don't know that I had the most functional way of growing up, but my sister and I slept in my mom was a single mom. We that's slept different, in her though. Bed forever.
Yeah, that's different. When I separated from Simon, I moved into a 2-bedroom apartment that was, like, about 700 square feet. Sydney and Spencer had bunk beds in one room, and Sophia slept in my bed. She was 4 at the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I also think.
I mean, as long as she's still not breastfeeding her.
I mean, if you can write in cursive and script.
And you have your period.
And you're wearing a bra and have your period, then.
You might want to sleep in your own bed.
But that being said, whenever I go on a trip with Slate, we're so excited to share a bed.
Yeah, but that's different.
Like she's like, Mom. I know we're going to OC this weekend. Please tell me the house is rented out so that we can be in the little apartment and we can share a bed. I'm like, no, the house isn't rented out. And she's like, I have to leave my own room. I'm like, yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know. But okay. Then Monica tells Heather that she was married in the temple and then she was excommunicated, her words, not mine, for fucking her brother-in-law for 18 months. She thought that coming out would make her feel better, but she was shunned and he wasn't. That actually is interesting. Why is she shunned and he isn't?
What's more interesting is why is she fucking her brother-in-law? That's even more interesting. But I get what you're saying.
But she left her council and bought thongs after having to wear garments. And
is that what they're called? Magic underwear? Is that what those are?
The garments?
Yeah.
The slang for it,
I think, is magic underwear, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Wild thing about garments is that when you go to the gym, you don't have to wear the garments. You can dress the sexiest you ever want to dress. Like, that's what I don't understand about
garments. But what's the purpose of the garments? So you don't have sex?
No, the purpose of the garments, I'm going to paraphrase this, but the purpose of the garments is like, it's a level of protection from anything else. Unless you are working out, which is then your body needs to be able to move better. And that's why when you go, like whenever I go to Salt Lake and you go to the gym, like you've never seen hotter chicks wearing less clothes because it's the one place they can go and really show it off.
How do you find clothes to fit over the garments? I mean, when they show the girls walking around.
They are promised that the garment will help protect them as they strive to live as the Savior. Jesus Christ has asked them to live. That being said, with all of my LDS friends or my Mormon friends.
Do they wear those?
Yes. But I also can ask them, like I will go and stay at my one friend in Salt Lake City's house and she's LDS. And I'm like, hey, I'm coming. But I need to know what I'm going to do in regards to coffee. So just let me know in advance. I want my like 4 sips.
And do they
like,
ever cheat?
Do Mormons cheat each other?
Your LDS friends. Do they ever cheat and drink coffee and
no,
all that stuff?
No, definitely not. But what I can say is they don't seem to judge. Like she's never been like, Teddy, no, you're not bringing your Keurig. But here's the part that's weird about LDS. They can't drink coffee, but they have in Salt Lake, you guys quote me, I forget what the place is called, but they have drive-thrus where you go and get sodas. It solely has sodas. You get like, you're like, I'll have a Coke.
Are they non-caffeinated? non-caffeinated sodas?
No.
Because I remember my girlfriend growing caffeine. Up. No, I don't think they can. No, my girlfriend growing up could not have any kind of caffeine or anything like that. She had to drink Tab.
Tamra.
There was no caffeine.
No. Tamra. They can have caffeine. They drink Rock Stars and Red Bulls. They just can't have coffee because coffee is in their version of the Bible. But so they're all
okay. Like, I can't with this conversation.
But do you agree with Monica being open about everything takes away from others' ability to hold things over her head, or do you think she's sharing too much?
No, share away, girl. I like that. That's my philosophy. Share away. Nobody can hold anything over your head.
Yeah, I mean, is she being messy? Yes. While I don't 100% condone her behavior, I absolutely want her behavior.
I do. I don't want to hear is Heather still being upset with Angie because she insinuated that she had Barbie kick whatever sex with Jen. Barbie scissor kicks or whatever with Jen. Like, come on. You got a black eye. You wouldn't tell anybody where it came from. People were insinuating. They were guessing all the things. And does she actually tell us what happened to her eye? Does it ever do? Because if she doesn't, I don't give a flying F anymore.
All I really know about this episode, there's two things. One, the goal of the episode was obviously to get us to want to stay at the Trixie Motel, which it worked. Tamara and I will be there sometime soon. Yep. Hopefully, Trixie, reach out to us. We're ready to come. But also at the Palm Springs Airport looking for a diamond ring, $60,000 emerald cut.
Okay.
People have really gone down the rabbit hole in this shit.
Like, well, let me just tell you one thing before we get into it.
What?
2 hours before I turned on Salt Lake City.
Hold on. Your dramatic tone change, I wasn't ready for.
I looked down and my center diamond from my wedding ring was gone.
No.
We were getting in the car to go to the gym and I went, And Eddie's like, what? I go, my ring, the diamond's missing. Now I've had that ring 11 years. We drove back home, turned around, went back home. I had done the dishes, loaded the dishwasher, went upstairs. I am looking in the dishwasher. Eddie turns the garbage disposal. Eddie turns the garbage disposal on. So what are you doing? He goes, well, I mean, it might scratch it, but at least you'll know it's in there. I'm like, oh my God. So I have on Melinda Marie little bands right now because I am missing the diamond and I don't know if it's insured. So Eddie is going to call the insurance company today because it was so long ago that you're like, did I insure or not? I can't remember. So I asked Eddie, I go, are we doomed? Does this mean our marriage is over? And he's like, stop it. It's just a material thing. Like, we'll get it handled. And I'm like,
here's the thing. If you lost your full ring, like the full ring came off, I'd be worried because Edwin had the same situation. We were playing football at my family's and his ring fell off. And I was like, it means we're done. We're done.
Eddie lost his diamond ring in Cabo probably less than a year after we were together.
Yeah. But the diamond falling out, that's happened to me before. And that was like 8 years ago and we're still married.
But did you find it?
No.
No.
The insurance covered putting the new diamond in. I mean, whether I want to be or not, we're still here.
Okay.
Pushing through.
I was just like, really? Like
losing the ring, like taking it off and being absent-minded about it. I'm weird about it. That to me would be some sort of a red flag. But the stone falling out, we're never supposed to work out in our rings and we always do.
Well, my ring is big and bulky. Like just the base of it is super bulky.
Is the big diamond the one that's gone?
Yes. The big center diamond is the one that's gone.
I have a question. Was it $60,000?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, because a lot of people are saying, do you think that Lisa Barlow is trying to get insurance fraud because she still had this many rings on and this is.
Oh, God. People.
No.
Calm your tits.
Calm down. Your tits.
If I would have lost a ring like that, but if it flew off, it's like, where it had to have been there somewhere.
But also, at some point, stop talking about it. Like, either stay at the airport.
She said it's new. It's new. It just lost it. Like, shit.
Hold on. She said it was new?
No, she said it's so new. Like, but somebody said, like, you need to move on. She's like, but it just happened. It's new. Like,
Well, all I can say in closing out of this episode is my favorite part was when Monica goes to give Lisa one of her chips. And Mary is like, ugh, I do not like crumbs on me.
I know. But also Mary calling the motel. First of all, she said hotel. And they're like, it's a motel. Was hilarious. Do you have 2003 Dom Perignon?
Who doesn't have Dom Perignon?
What kind of food do you serve? And then she's all, pizza? Like, I didn't know that Mary was that that snooty.
Mary and her new face are very snooty.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to miss you, Tam.
But did they not go to Palm Springs last year?
They go to Palm Springs or San Diego. We blame
it was San Diego last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not Palm Springs. Well,
they go to wherever they can get an Airbnb at the right price.
Yeah.
But I do want to go to
Mary is so shady. She's like, I don't think it's worth that. Not $60,000.
Not if you're gonna get them from Melinda Marie. These are, I think, 150.
These are Melinda Marie. I actually wore Melinda Marie at the reunion. I contacted her. She sent me some pieces and some rings and necklace, and
the rest is history. Well, we gotta go, you guys.
Hopefully, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. But we'll see if they find it. And I think that this is a promising new season.
It is. It's great.
Meredith seems activated in the trailer for
next
following
week
episodes. So we will miss you, Tam. Keep tuning in. I'm sure Emily and I will cause some trouble, but not as much trouble as you and me. But thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.